You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish. Spring has sprung, but so have seasonal allergies. Lots of healthy and creative ways to help soothe those itchies after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Tired of wasting money on giant boxes of litter that don't work and don't last? Switch to World's Best Cat Litter, the only litter with concentrated power. So even a small bag lasts one cat 30 days. Outstanding odor control, quick clumping, lightweight. It's even flushable. World's Best Cat Litter. Everything else is just litter. Find it near you at www.itsnotjustlitter.com. That's www.itsnotjustlitter.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. I think we can all agree that winter weather overstayed its welcome, right? I don't know about you, but I am so much happier when it's warm and sunny outside. With the arrival of spring, also comes allergy season, which is not so much fun. And just like humans, dogs can also suffer from allergies. Dogs suffer from being allergic to mold, mildew, pollen, and dust mites, just like us. So what do we do when we suffer from allergies? I don't know, you might pop an antihistamine, maybe use a little local honey in your tea. Well, allergy symptoms aren't always as noticeable in our pups, but they're just as easy to treat. And when there's something wrong or bothering them, that's always the time when I wish they could talk to us and tell us how to help them. But since we don't speak dog and can't read their minds just yet, for now we'll have to know what signs to look for. So what do you look for? Maybe excessive scratching or chewing or biting parts of their bodies? If you see your dog rubbing himself on the carpet or maybe the furniture, that might also be a sign. I know that my Sadie will scratch her back by rolling side to side on the carpet. But in more extreme cases, your pup may lose hair, have open sores, or even develop some hot spots. Other symptoms may include ear infections that reoccur and also respiratory or breathing issues. Now, what we do know is that allergies can sometimes stem from something going on with the immune system. And if we can help them strengthen their immune system, we may be able to help alleviate those allergies. But as always, please make sure you speak with your vet before introducing anything new into your dog's diet. I just want to say that before we continue. Now, as you know, everything we do talk about on this show is easy to make, and most ingredients can be found in your pantry and refrigerator. If there is ever an obscure ingredient, I will let you know ahead of time and give you tips on where to find it. And for the most part, everything is easy to find and can be found in either your grocery store or your local health food store if you don't have it at home. I like to say that going back to the fresh basics is best for your dog, whether it's just general nutrition or if it's an issue that you're trying to resolve, fresh and natural is always best. So with that said, let's talk about one of the main ingredients for today's recipes. That would be yogurt. Yogurt contains healthy bacteria, and we know that healthy immune systems start in the gut. Along with healthy bacteria, yogurt also contains calcium, protein, potassium, and magnesium. So I guess we can consider yogurt to be a superfood for our pups. There's so much you can do with it, but we'll get into that later in the show. Now, if this is the first time you're giving your dogs yogurt, start with small amounts to prevent a stomach upset. The quantity should be about 1 teaspoon for a puppy and 1 tablespoon for a medium-sized dog. I prefer to give my dogs plain Greek yogurt since it's higher in protein and also lower in sugar. It's best to avoid yogurt containing sugar and artificial flavors, as they add no benefit to your dog, and they can be harmful. Read the label carefully before buying anything. And typically, the more ingredients that are listed on the yogurt, the less nutritional it is. Remember, getting back to the basics is best for your pups. Now, besides refrigerated yogurt, your dog may also love a special treat of frozen yogurt. And guess what? You're going to find out just how easy it is to make a delicious frozen yogurt treat. Personally, my dogs get a lick or two of plain yogurt every morning. It's so funny to watch them all line up in the kitchen to get ready for their daily dose of healthy bacteria. My 3 creatures of habit always know the exact moment I take the yogurt container out of the fridge, and it always amazes me every single time. So, in addition to adding yogurt to your homemade treats, you can consider giving Fido a lick or two every day. All right, so yogurt is definitely on the shopping list if you don't have any. The next ingredient to combat allergies is raw local honey. Now, we know that most dogs love the taste of honey, or if you don't know that, you should give it a try. So it's usually easy to feed them honey. Some dogs eat it right off the spoon. You can also include honey as an ingredient in your homemade treats. So I mentioned using raw local honey. Now, why not the store? Well, raw honey is actually different because it has not been pasteurized, heated, or processed in any way. Therefore, it contains many valuable benefits, more than the stuff in the stores. Raw honey is great, but local raw honey is even better. Now, why local? Well, local raw honey contains pollen that is specific to your area, and as a result, it can really help your seasonal allergies. So both you and your dog can benefit from a spoonful of raw honey just once or twice a day. Now, how neat is that? Okay, so you want to use local honey, but you don't know where to find it. The first is to go to a local farmer's market. Now, there are tons of them throughout the week and weekends here where I live, and there are always honey suppliers there. Now, the other way to find local honey is to go to honey.com. They have an interactive map that allows you to find local suppliers and then contact them. There are even suppliers who offer honey tastings so you can find your local honey, the exact type that you want to try. Super cool. Okay, so you have your yogurt and you have your local honey. What else can you do to help Fido fight his allergies? Well, coconut oil is also great for seasonal environmental allergies. And I've mentioned the use of coconut oil on previous episodes. It's really great because it contains lauric acid, which can help decrease the production of yeast. Another way to help your dog is by adding a fish oil and/or a vitamin E supplement. Of course, like I said before, you always want to consult your vet before adding any supplements to your dog's diet. Those are just 2 that are recommended that could help with allergies. And one last thing you can do to help the itchies is a regular bath. Now, our dogs are constantly outside and coming inside, and when they do that, they bring the outside into our homes. And allergens can cling to their skin and their coats. So while a full bath isn't really necessary all the time, wiping or washing their feet every day is a really good practice, especially when everything outside is coated in pollen. So once they're outside, they're going to bring all that yellow stuff inside. So it's a good idea to maybe help them wipe their feet down before they come inside. And that can also help with everybody's allergies in the house. All right, so we're going to take a quick break and be right back with easy treat recipes for seasonal allergies.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
Amazing Pet Expos is coming to a city near you. Admission is always free, and your pet is welcome. Shopping, adoptions, free nail trims, discounted shots and microchipping, agility, a pet costume contest, and much more. Plus, meet the guys from Animal Planet's hit TV series Tank and Pit Boss. Online at AmazingPetExpos.com.
Bring your pets to the Pet Expo.
Hi, I'm Dana Humphrey, also known as the Pet Lady. I travel from coast to coast to pet trade shows and consumer events to scout out what the hottest, hippest, and most unique pet products are on the planet, bringing you tips and tricks from top veterinarians, groomers, trainers on how to safely travel and live happily with your pets. The Pet Lady will be in a city near you, showing off the latest and greatest tech pet gadgets, cozy comforts, and fab gift ideas for man's and woman's best friend. You can learn more at thepetlady.net or connect socially and tweet with me at Pet Lady World.
Let's talk pets on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, I shared some all-natural ways to fight off seasonal environmental allergies. Itchy skin may be an indication that your dog has allergies. It's always a good idea to check with your vet since there might be something else going on. Food allergies are also a possibility. Now, if that's the case, you'll definitely want to consult your vet and possibly switch your pup to a grain-free diet. Alrighty, I promised you some fun and easy all-natural recipes that include the two main ingredients we talked about before the break. That would be plain yogurt and local raw honey. Both of these are incredibly healthy for many reasons, including helping with allergies. So first, let's talk about what you can do with that yogurt. Plain non-fat yogurt is a staple in my house. We all eat it because it is so incredibly healthy for all of us. Now, you really don't have to do anything fancy with it. You can always just let your pups lick the spoon, but that's not as fun as creating some yummy treats with it. Now, you've probably heard me talk a lot about yogurt when sharing pupcake recipes. Yogurt is the best ingredient to use when making dog-friendly frosting. It can be mixed with peanut butter for a really tasty treat. And so, for this first recipe, I like to call doggy dots, you'll need yogurt, softened peanut butter, an icing bag and tip, a piece of parchment paper, and a cookie sheet. Now, the first thing you'll want to do is to soften the peanut butter. And I think to get the best consistency for the peanut butter, you'll need to microwave it. But a word of caution, please be careful because it will burn. If you microwave it for too long, it will start to burn and it will smell. So what I like to do is just place about a half a cup or so in the microwave safe bowl that you use and heat it for about 10 to 15 second increments until it's softened. So what I like to tell people to do is treat it like chocolate. So you don't want to burn the chocolate. You don't want to heat it for too long, but instead in just small increments. And I promise that will work best. So max 15 seconds, maybe 20 seconds, and you will have softened peanut butter. You don't need it to be completely melted, so definitely don't leave it in there too long. Next, you'll mix that peanut butter into a cup of non-fat plain yogurt. You can use whatever you have on hand, or you can get Greek yogurt. Make sure it's completely mixed in. So it should be a tan, beigey color. Now, if you have an icing bag and a tip, go ahead and fill it with your yogurt mixture. Now, if not, you don't need to worry. You don't have to get a fancy bag and tip. You can actually use a Ziploc bag. All you do is cut the corner with some scissors, and it depends on how thick you want it to be, how much you cut off. So if you just cut a little bit off, you'll have a very narrow tip. Next, you want to lay down a piece of parchment paper on your cookie sheet, and then using your icing bag and tip or your Ziploc, squeeze the yogurt mixture into small dots. Now you'll see a picture on the show page, and I used a really pretty tip to make my doggy dots. So if you want to use a different style tip, you can, and you can get really fancy with the designs. Or if not, you can just make plain dots. It's completely up to you. Now for larger dogs, go ahead and make them a little bit bigger so they'll have a bigger treat. And once you've squeezed out all of the mixture, pop the cookie sheet into the freezer for about an hour. Now that's probably the most difficult part of this recipe is finding room in your freezer. If you're anything like me, I have a packed freezer. So make sure that ahead of time you clean it out. Now once your doggy dots are frozen, take them out and peel each dot off the parchment paper. And voila, you have a refreshing and healthy yogurt treat. You can store them inside a Ziploc or a container inside the freezer and then take them out whenever someone deserves a treat. And these are especially refreshing as the weather warms up. All right, so now this next recipe combines the two key ingredients we discussed at the beginning of the show. Both yogurt and honey are involved in this recipe. And it's also a refreshing frozen treat as well. So you'll need 2 cups of your plain yogurt, 1/2 cup of your softened peanut butter, now that you know how to do that, 1 ripe banana, and 2 tablespoons of local raw honey. Now, after you soften your peanut butter again, go ahead and place everything into your blender or your food processor. So that's your yogurt, your softened peanut butter, your ripe banana peeled, of course, and your 2 tablespoons of local raw honey. Put it all into the blender or food processor. If you have something like a Ninja that can do both, I find that that works really well. Now make sure everything is blended completely and then pour that mixture into either ice cube trays or candy molds if you want to make them into fun shapes. So if you have candy molds that are in the shape of a paw or maybe a heart or something seasonal or for the holidays, go ahead and do that and it can make it really fun. Pop those babies into the freezer for about an hour and then remove them from the tray. You might have to pop them out and then serve. Another healthy and refreshing treat using our 2 key ingredients to fight allergies. Now, the last recipe is really fun, and it's really super yummy because it's honey oat cookies. So this is for the dogs who love a crunchy cookie. Now, what you'll do is go ahead and preheat your oven to 300 degrees. While you're preheating it, you'll need to start with 2 cups of oats, 1/2 cup of whole wheat flour or a grain-free flour of your choice. And remember, that could be coconut flour, it could be almond meal, it could be garbanzo bean flour. It's up to you, completely your choice. Then you'll take 1/4 cup of local raw honey, 2 eggs, and 1/4 cup of low-sodium chicken broth. Okay, so those are your wet ingredients. You will also need a fun cookie cutter of your choice. Take out 2 bowls. One is going to be for mixing the dry ingredients, and one is for mixing the wet ingredients. Remember, I think it's a lot easier to make sure everything is mixed really well if you separate the two. So go ahead and mix your oats and flour in one bowl, and then mix your honey, your eggs, and your chicken broth in the other bowl. Now, once everything is mixed together in its separate bowl, you can go ahead and combine the wet ingredients with the dry mixture. Just dump it right in and start mixing. You can either do this by hand or you can mix them together with your stand mixer, but just make sure it is mixed thoroughly. Now you're going to go ahead and form a ball of dough. Make sure your surface is floured well and also you've floured your rolling pin well, and then begin to roll out the dough. Now here's a little tip. I find that using a piece of parchment paper on top of the dough to avoid the rolling pin sticking can be a huge help. So once you get your ball, you can kind of flatten it down with your hand, place a piece of parchment paper on top, and then roll out with the parchment paper and your rolling pin over it. Make sure you use plenty of flour since the honey makes the dough pretty sticky. Now once the dough is rolled out to about 1/4 inch thick, go ahead and start cutting the cookies with your cutter. You will probably need to flour the cookie cutter as well. Place the cookies onto a nonstick cookie sheet and bake for 20 minutes. Now, after 20 minutes, you can go ahead and take them out, or if your dog prefers a really crunchy cookie, you can reduce the heat to 175 degrees Fahrenheit and then continue baking them for about another 20 minutes. So that's only if they prefer a crunchy cookie. If not, if they prefer a softer cookie, they'll be done in about 20 minutes. So leaving them in the oven at low heat will slowly dry them out and give them a nice crunch. It's really up to you and what your pup prefers. Remove from the oven and then place on a cooling rack to allow them to cool completely before serving. And that's it. Now you have yummy cookies that include local raw honey. I hope this episode was helpful, and I hope this information helps you relieve those seasonal allergies. Grab some local honey and share a spoonful with your pup. Remember, sharing is caring. Well, we are out of time, and we'd like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com. That's Christy with an I. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please post pictures of your creations from the show and tag us for a chance to be featured. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.